and she was able to bring her into the fold. They texted each other, and my wife would give her rides to different places that she had to go. Even during the pandemic beginning in April, she was at our house a lot as well, and it gave her some sort of connectivity with another female. To my son's distress, my wife has continued this friendship after the breakup. She tells my son that his ex needs support and care, and you can't just throw her aside. I'm confused because isn't that the whole thing about breaking up? This is especially difficult because the ex-girlfriend isn't taking the breakup well and is trying to get back in and now has unfettered access to our safety of our home. My wife's motives, while they're all well and good, I think she's ignoring my son's boundaries. He and I talk about it a lot where he is growing an animosity for his mom. Now, are we wrong? And are we being wrong? Because this is a situation where we don't feel comfortable in the house. And so we keep going out to the gym and to go play basketball because his ex-girlfriend is hanging with his mom. Now, I don't know how to raise this issue any more than to tell her that, hey, this isn't something that is normal, but I can't forbid her from meeting with her because it's my wife, and I'm not a dictator. So I wanted to see if you guys could bring it up and figure out how we can live in a house with our enemy in the house.
Oh, she's the enemy now? It sounds like it's wrong.
An ex is an enemy. If you get rid of the ex and the ex is still at your house, I mean, I don't think he means it a mean way.
Mom is doing way too much. This is the very definition. I understand that she felt a bond and a closeness to this girl where she was almost like a daughter, but she's not your daughter.
Right.
Your son needs to be the priority. You have to think about how heartbreaking that first love is when you're 17 years old and they were super close and now they broke up.
They can still have a relationship,
though. Not right now.
At all. I think you have to cut off everything. That's so weird.
You can't play both sides.
But I've maintained such a good relationship with past like mothers, and it really helped me in the future by having those relationships. It really did. To have like an extra somebody if I needed to talk to at the time. We weren't talking about the son or anything like that, but it was so nice to have like an extra parent to even care about me at the end of the day.
Your help in the future as the ex-girlfriend can't be at my son's loss.
It's definitely weird. I mean, she's still picking up the chick and taking her, I don't know, across town and all that stuff. So she has to kind of separate the two a little bit.
I had a girlfriend in college. She was the reason I came to Florida because we were both coming to Tallahassee, and she didn't get in. Yeah, and I got in.
Oh, damn.
And the funny thing is, one of her uncles was an administrator at Florida A&M. So I get in, she apparently didn't, and I don't know what happened or whatever, but she had to, like, wait a year or something.
Oh.
And so her mom, we broke up.
Yeah.
I go to college. Her mom kept, like, hitting me up, and every time I'd come home, I would be at the house, and her new boyfriend would come home.
Wow.
And I'd be in the kitchen talking to her mom.
And it's weird.
She'd be like, what are you doing here? I was like, She's like, I called him over to see how he is doing because I love this
boy. Isn't that sweet and nice?
And blah, blah. And we would have the best conversation.
Thank you. She would
go down in the basement with her boyfriend and be coming up to get some soda, and I'd be sitting up there. I'd be up there for like 2 hours.
She really liked you.
She really, really liked me, though.
She probably hated that. The ex?
Of course, because it's awkward and it's weird.
She's so weird.
He hated that.
Of course he did.
He hated it. He would give me the ice cream. He didn't even know me.
Do you think you were the one that kind of got away, and that's why she was keeping you there
a little bit?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like, it's hard for
the mom
to separate.
Absolutely. Like, the mom would reach out to my mother, and my mother would be like, why is she hitting me up?
Yeah.
Like, y'all ain't together.
Do you think your daughters would find that weird at all if, like, you kept the relationship with the guys that they were dating because they were stand-up guys, maybe they were, you know, good grades, going to college, and then all of a sudden they broke up?
I believe, and I don't think it's ever malicious, but I do believe that parents see a good person as somebody they need to keep hooks in because they want that person to make their way back to their kid.
Just in case.
Because you mess around with somebody who ain't worth nothing, and they're like, man, that good boy you had, though. Let me keep in contact with him to make sure if there's any way to circle him back, because I'd welcome him into. They were ready for me to be in their family.
Yeah, they were.
And I think mom is probably like, this girl would be great for, because you know, like you'll break up with a girl that's whack.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know, but mom is gonna love a whack girl, because a whack girl ain't doing you wrong. She's a good girl. She can't.
Good
she,
grades.
You know, she
doing homework,
but she got a gag reflex and all this other stuff. Like you looking for the thought that ain't got nothing.
Right. Did it work out with your ex and homie that didn't like you with the
what?
Mama? With the mama?
Did it work out?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
With your ex-girlfriend and the guy.
Do you still?
You remember when I told you when we discussed that story about when people were talking about pregnant sex?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, I had.
Oh my God.
Okay, so it didn't work
Wait
out.
Wait a minute. This confession is different now. I want to know more about this.
I ain't saying nothing.
Wait, so that was with the ex that didn't get into the...
Listen.
Was that his baby?
Yeah. All right, we take your calls. 888-429-0941. Freak Show, Wild 94.1, Bass Party Station.
Hey.
The confession is 7. Stop.
You got to tell me.
Stop.
No, I want you to tell me more about
the whole song you've been asking me about.
No,
I'm not telling
about
you about it.
It.
No, we got to continue.
Pregnant sex?
Wait, no. We got calls coming in. 888-429-0941. A no-name basically has a son that has broken up with his 17-year-old son, breaks up with his girlfriend, and the mom is the BFF of the girl. Girl's still at the house every day. The pops and the son have now had to go everywhere else to get away from the house because the girl keeps coming back.
Oh, that's
mom then found
hoping.
Her a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Selena on the phone. Selena got a car full of folks.
Yes, I got a car full of people. We have a lot to say. We all on opposite defense right now.
But Selena, what do you think?
Me, I'm a mom, and I've been a non-mom, so I had my parents try to do the same thing to me, and I didn't like it. But now being a parent, I understand why. That mom is trying to protect herself from STDs. All these females out here, he over here want to go to the next one that's giving slow looking, slow this and slow that. I don't want to talk to something just because on the radio, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You want the non-awesome chick, but the awesome one that your mom is trying to show you, you don't want that.
Right.
You don't want that. You want to be immature and go to the one that's not going to treat you right, that's going to give you who knows what. And you're going to come back to the same one that's still rocking with your mom. Now, here's my friend, Khadija. She's on the opposite defense.
No.
Now, I disagree. I'm sorry. My name's Khadija.
Hey, Khadija.
Hey, Khadija.
I love this.
She lives in the DMV as well. All right. So, I disagree because I believe that the parents should give their child a choice. If him and the girl are broken up, they're broken up. And if they're meant to be together, they'll come back together. But for you guys to butt in, you're messing up the experience. Because imagine if he wants to bring his new girl to the cookout. And then y'all get there, and the old girl is at the cookout, and she's cooling up with the mom.
Well, I do like, even though I lived on the opposite side of that, I like what you said, Khadija, because the new girl don't get a shot.
Right. Right.
Because the old girl is still in the parking space.
That's not fair, yeah.
And listen, this is FOMA. I've been that old girl that has been friends with the mom and still showing up to the cookout. So I honestly think sometimes you just have a relationship with the parent. It has nothing to do with, you know, with their son or that, you know. I just really think I've never had any type of feeling after the relationship for somebody that I'm keeping that relationship with their parent for that reason. It's just, you know, I do what I do.
Now, wait, pass the phone to who else in the car?
Okay.
Now wait, where are y'all going?
We're going to Orlando.
We're
going back to Baltimore. We came to visit Tampa. We love Tampa. We love your radio station.
Aww.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all out of the DMV. Hey, now tell me something, because this is absolutely off the subject, but why everybody in Maryland say words like ooh, ew, and do? Why is it when you say words with a ooh, it's like got an R in there somewhere? Why? How does that happen?
I honestly think it comes from a long time ago. You know how we were under British rule, and their tongue has kind of had that. You know, Baltimore had a lot of old English people in it.
Right. Okay, that's where it is. They like, you know, if it's true, if you're going to come through, you got to come through.
That's old English.
Much love to y'all. Y'all be safe and come back and see us when we ain't got these Rona streets so we can go out and turn up.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I love that.
Let's see. Sandra's on the phone. And Brandon, hey, Sandra, how you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Pretty good. I just had a party check-in from the DMV out in Maryland. So now you tell me you had a similar situation with your son. You befriended his girl?
Yes, Right. And I do that even on all social media. He's always had kind of like the crazy looking girls coming home. But this one to me, she, and I don't have no daughters, I only have the boys. So she was kind of like a sweet girl. And even though they were dating for about 6 or 7 months, things didn't work out. They became friends, though. And when he was about to leave to the service for his big party, I invited her, and he was okay with that. And they still communicate. I still communicate with her. I should say it's the opposite of that story, actually. So they've been good, and I still communicate with her. But
are you silently hoping that they get back together? So is that why you keeping like that contact?
No, actually, no, because we have a very close relationship, my boys and myself. And, you know, I'm going to be standing by my kids. He did tell me when he first brought her home, he's like, Mom, she's the one. She's the one. And I'm like, well, you just follow your heart. You know, just don't get too emotional. Attach quickly because he's that type, you know?
Yeah. Sandra, if your son would have said he wasn't cool with you guys forming a relationship, would you cut it off?
I would, because I have to respect his wishes.
Mm. Yeah.
That's see, this
mom is not respecting the son or the dad. Both of them trying to vote her off the island, and she keeps showing up.
I know, but it's always nice to have somebody to talk to.
My other son had a cuckoo one, and he told me, he's like, Mom, cut all ties with her because she's crazy. And I did. You know, that's what he wanted, and I cut all ties with the girl.
Yeah.
But I never felt that bond like I do with the one with my oldest, you know?
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you checking in for Brandon. Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Let's see Josh in the Berg. Hey, Josh.
What's going on, man?
Man, what's going on? Does mama got to cut this relationship off?
Nah, I don't think she do, because it just shows you the genuine side of relationship that some people actually build with people. It's just not like,
wait, turn your radio down, because I hear somebody talking behind you. I want to make sure we can hear you.
My bad. It just shows you the genuine side of people, that like relationships that people build, you know. I mean, showing that it's real. It's like that mama just was dealing with it because her son was dealing with it. It not can be the fact that the mom trying to get the son to get back with it, just showing that it was real. And, like, I had a situation when I was dealing with this girl, me and her ended. Her mom still, like, to this day hit me up, and that's over 12 years ago, and, you know, tells me how good and how proud of me that she's seen that I was going to be a good man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's I love that relationship.
See, that was me. I was getting Christmas gifts and stuff. Like, I mean, years later, I was getting Christmas gifts.
Wow.
It meant a lot to me to have that relationship.
I was getting invited to parties and everything, and baby showers and baby's birthday parties and everything still. And, you know, that's just how it is. It's just showing the real side of people. Not that, oh, I'm going to smile in your face. So I'm a kid dealing with you. Then, okay, all right, I don't know who you is after that.
Yeah. Now, wait, now let's compare notes. Yeah. Now, when they brought their new dude there and you was at the kid's birthday party, was you ice grilling them like I was ice grilling them? Like, you know, because...
No, I got them up and said what's going on.
No. See, we different. I was over there. I was over at the potato salad. I was tripping at the potato salad. I was giving him a lot of attitude.
I'm going to put it to you like this. Oh, because everything you got to learn and figure out to do that, girl, I did that 3 or 4 times already.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.